Matt is here from Matt Porter Web Design. He is our... He's our gadget man. There we go. Do you like that?
It's brilliant.
Good. Excellent. I'm very glad.
No, it's very good.
So last week you were flashing your watch at me because you've been looking at these smart watches, haven't you? Just remind people what you've got and how they've gone.
Yes. The one that I'm wearing, or in fact today, I take it off ceremoniously because it has to go back.
The week's over, yeah.
It has to be back for Wednesday, which is the Samsung Gear 2, which is a dual-core processor-based watch, so it's as powerful probably as most mobile phones.
So I was glossing over at that point.
Yeah, yeah, it's a nice, powerful processor in it, so it can do lots of things. It's got a very high-resolution screen with AMOLED technology, which means it's very bright and readable. It has a number of functions. It tells the time, firstly, which is quite useful. It also tells you what the weather is, and it will give you a weather forecast if you tap on that. And you
14 degrees at the moment and cloudy outside, is
that right?
That's right,
yeah. Okay. And if I tap on there, it will give me a weather forecast for Tuesday to Sunday, which is quite nice. It's works by connecting with your mobile phone. With regard to the Gear 2, you have to have a specific model of Samsung phone in order to use it. They've locked it in with that device line.
And they're a popular phone at the moment, aren't they?
Well, they are very popular, yeah. So
Samsung, iPhone, Samsung.
Yeah, they tend to have, they're both dominating the market. It has facilities to set up notifications, so I have a set of notifications there. I have messages, so if I get text messages through on my phone, it will come up on the front of the device. If I Facebook, Gmail, other email accounts, they all come up on my phone.
All on the phone. On the watch, yeah, sorry. Is the watch screen big enough for you to actually really, I mean, it's very bright. I can see it from here with my poor eyesight. Messages, Facebook, Gmail, and something else you've got in the bottom.
Yeah.
Is it big enough to actually do those things, though?
Yes. What the way that they've done it is that basically when you look at a notification, such as, let's say, Facebook, it will then give you a brief summary of the message, and then at the bottom it will say open app on device. So what you do then is you press the button that says open app on device, and your phone will then light up and it will take you to that message in that specific app.
But you have to have the phone about your person or nearby.
Yes.
And that on your wrist.
You have to have it within Bluetooth range. Yep. If you don't, it will just default back to its, you know, standard settings of a watch and a few bits and pieces. If you walk out of range, the watch will bleep to say that you've lost connection. But you do need to have it there. But it is actually very useful. You can make telephone calls using the watch by selecting the dialer, and you can either just dial the number or pick it from your contact list because it synchronises.
So you talk to your wrist?
You have, well, that's the second part of it, is it has an option which is called S-Voice, which means that you can, it's connecting now, you can actually say, I want to dial a number, or I could say, if this works, it'll be amazing, but we'll see. What is the weather forecast for today? So it's thinking about it at the moment.
Okay, it's a tough one out there, it's difficult.
Yeah, it depends whether I've got a signal on my phone, which I probably haven't. I haven't, so it's not going to work. There you go. You're testing it.
Okay.
So basically, it will answer questions similar to a number of the other facilities you get on iPhone, like Siri, Google Now. Basically, you can ask it questions, and it will actually come back and tell you the answer. But one of those things is it will call, it will dial your telephone numbers, it will send text messages. It has a music player, has voice memo, a pedometer, heart rate monitor. So basically, you've got a heart rate monitor on the back of the watch, and it will tell you what your heart rate is, and it will keep a note of that.
Is it something? How much is it? 200 and something quid, wasn't it?
£299, I think.
Yeah.
Recommended, but I think a lot of the time you get them cheaper.
But you have to have the Samsung phone to go with it. Okay. Is it something that you would want, or is it a novelty that would wear off?
There is some novelty value in there, and you slowly exhaust that novelty value to some extent, such as if you go into Curry's or Dixon, or Curry's PC World, stand in front of the television all the televisions in there, and one of the options is you have a remote control for TVs.
So you can change the tellies in PC World?
You can you could...
Have you done that?
I did it at Tesco's. And I also did it in the pub yesterday.
Oh, it's worth buying a load for that, isn't it?
As I went to the pub yesterday with two of my children to take me for a pint, and as we left, I pressed the button as we walked out, and it actually did turn the telly off, which is a bit embarrassing. But that's what it's meant to do. So, yeah, I think that's not necessarily something that a sort
good
of...
Good fun, though.
Yeah, it will... It's got quite a wide spray range on its... infrared as well.
I bet all the neighbours' tellies went off.
It's quite good. You could it will go through because it will go through window.
Walls,
I did actually test it on. There was one in a shop in Ipswich on Saturday, and I tried it on that, and it turned it off, and I turned it back on again. So it's got novelty value without a doubt. Yeah, so it's a great.
You're like a magician. You could magician's tricks.
You could. Yeah, I've got. Yeah, you. Yeah, that's that's a novelty thing. Okay. But I have used it to turn the telly off at home rather than find the remote control.
Yeah.
I've used it to take telephone calls because you can do that as well, and I have done that. It's got a camera and a video camera in there as well. There are many things in there. It's a great idea, actually.
Because the watch for the younger generation is on the way out. It was a functional thing. We had to have a watch on now. But so many of today's kids have got mobile phones.
They take the phone out and look.
They take the phone out and look at the time rather than looking at a watch.
And this
on
kind
wrist.
Of pulls that back to having it back on the wrist again because it's got that added functionality and it will also tell the time.
And do you think there'll come a point where you could leave the mobile phone at home and that would be a standalone device?
I think that's definitely coming. That once the, I mean, they've tried it a few times before, but basically it's miniaturising the telephone handset, you know, radio, so that it will work within decent range. Yeah, so I think it will definitely. Yeah, it's good. So that's coming off now.
Okay, that's it. Got to go back.
I have to take it off because it's going to get replaced for the next week.
You got another one?
A Sony smartwatch, which is a completely different beast entirely. Oh, so that's going to go on.
Mark's out of 10 for the Samsung?
9, I think.
You like it,
don't
you?
I think it was really good. I think if I had the opportunity, if they said, would you like to keep it, I'd probably say yes, it's good.
Maybe you've got one. Are these available at the moment for general public?
They are, yes. Yeah. They're available in most shops, actually. Yep. Most stores that sell mobile phones sell them as well. Okay. And there's three iterations of them. There's the Gear 2, which is what I was trying out. There's the Gear Neo, which doesn't have the camera, which is but the same. And there's the Gear Fit, which is for fitness, so it's a sort of nice curved watch. It's very nice.
Maybe you've got one. Give us a call. Talk to us about it. 01473 212121. Matt's giving it 9 out of 10. Be interested to see how it compares with the others.
Yes, that's right. Yes. And I'll be looking. I've actually asked a few other manufacturers as well for their devices, which I should get for you in the next few weeks as well. So I've been sort of...
He's been busy in the background.
Nagging them, yes.
Okay.
There you go.
So if you've got some of this new technology or you have some technologies to share or apps, anything at all that you think is wonderful, marvellous, and you think we ought to talk about it on the show, then do get in touch. mark.murphy@bbc.co.uk. There he goes.